The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Mr. Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. Buy his books, buy his pants, watch his daily show on BillO'Reilly.com. The No Spin News, where you can get no spin and news together. It's like a, I haven't watched it myself, it's like a stepping class or something, a spinner's class and the news at the same time with your congenial host, Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Hello, Bill. How are you, sir?
Congenial, that's me.
I am.
There, I say a lot of things I don't actually believe.
You see, now your audience knows better.
Yeah, I know.
You're just a hollow man.
I know. So, Bill, what a week. What a week.
Yeah. So where do you want to start?
Well, if it's your section of the show, I think you should start with what you can't wait to say.
Let me. I have a good lead off. This encapsulizes the week. So, throughout the day, now that I don't have to trek into New York City and suffer 3 hours on the road, I'm in and out, and I'll watch a little news just to make sure I don't miss anything and all of that. I'm not sitting there on my butt, but it's on, and I'm kind of cruising around. So I walk by, CNN's on, and the lady anchor is breathless.
Mm-hmm.
She's really excited. She says to the audience, "We have video of Donald Trump meeting with the Russians." And I mean, she's just apoplectic about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back in a moment with that video.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to sit through, 3 minutes of Viagra commercials, okay? So then it comes back, and I'm sitting there, okay, now you have video. Donald Trump meeting with the Russians. You know what it was? It was in 2013, he met with some Russians about the Miss Universe contest. That was the breathless video.
Okay, well, hang on just a second. Wait, just a second. Because I watched the same thing, and I sat through the same Viagra commercials, and I'm like, what? And they did come back. And you're, again, Bill, you tell half the story. It was the Russians of the 2014 Miss Universe. However, it was in particular the Russian that is involved in the story, in the one who met with the crown attorney for Russia, or the attorney general of Russia, that was in that email. It was that guy that he was with.
Yeah,
and they were just trying to show
the pop. It was the pop star and
yes.
a ridiculous British PR agent.
Yes.
Okay? But it had nothing to do, and this was how it was sold, with Trump and the collusion accusations. Nothing to do with it.
Okay,
all right? So that's my point.
Okay, so let me go here with this, because I actually didn't see it on CNN. I saw it on MSNBC. I walked by that nightmare, and that's where I saw it, and they handled it exactly the same way. However, I was surprised, because when they came back and they showed that, the point they were making with that, and I don't know where NBC found these people that were willing to go on NBC, but the point was, to me, this shows not that Donald Trump was colluding or anything else, but that the Russians had been targeting him for a very long time. We know that in 1976, the Russians, the KGB, said, "I'm shocked. I don't know who this Reagan guy is. Somebody needs to find out who he is. He might be president." The KGB didn't believe that KGB agent until obviously 1980, but they assigned him to watch. And the same thing we know has happened all throughout history. Anybody who looks like there's a chance they might be president, they try to put lures in front of them that are not connected to the KGB. And so the discussion...
I think you're being very generous here, Beck. I mean, it's a...
Well, they're not telling you the truth of what they said.
A dopey contest where they're trying to get it into Moscow. I don't think anybody in the world had any idea that Donald Trump may run for president.
He had been saying it since the 1980s.
Media, And here's another one today. Just today, Beck, just moments before I picked up the phone to come on your fine radio program.
Yes.
They're screaming, Donald Trump Jr. met with a former Russian intelligence agent at that meeting. All right? Oh, my God. And it turns out who's the guy? He's an American citizen, a lobbyist for Russia, who during the Soviet Union, and you remember it's been quite a few years, had a low-level job with Intel in the Soviet Union. It's what I'm trying to point out is it's hysteria now. Hysteria. And there may be a good story here. There may be a good story, but it's certainly not surfaced yet. And the coverage is as blatantly dishonest as I've ever seen any story covered.
Okay, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt because this is exactly the kind of stuff that you said to me about George Soros and about the Progressive Party back in the day. You were like, Glenn, I could believe you, not believe you. It doesn't matter. There's no story there yet. And that's why you always said, I report the news. I don't report what it looks like and could
That's
be.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to give that right. benefit of the doubt to others on left or right that are on television, but you at least are being consistent here.
What I'm trying to do with the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com is to try to have a home for Americans who want to know what has been established as truth. Not flights of fancy, not sleight of hand, not three-card Monty, which is what now the network television news is doing. It's different from what the newspapers are doing, by the way. It's very interesting because what the newspapers, the hate Trump newspaper industry is doing, is they're just flat out trying to create a system that will impeach Trump. That's what they're doing. That's what their goal is. And they're working toward that goal in any way they can. They'll use any kind of blind source. They'll print any kind of innuendo. It's different than what the cables are doing. The cables and to some extent the nightly news and the morning news shows are basically hysterical. All right, you listen to them and you're going, what the hell are they talking about? What really happened here? And what really happened here, we don't know. And that's why Mueller will find out. He's got to investigate this. And he should. He should. Yeah, John. Look, I don't know if Donald Trump Jr. has enough hair mousse to get through all of the hearings that he's going to have to go
through. Oh, that's not hair. That's full-fledged motor oil.
A lot of mousse up there.
Yeah.
All right. So he's got to stock it up. But we should.
Okay.
We should.
All right. So let me switch subjects here. First of all, this is the difference between Bill O'Reilly and I. Then this, I think, is why we get along, is because when Benghazi happened, 3 days after, I was on the air with the chalkboard showing exactly what I thought happened, and it turned out to be exactly true. Bill was not reporting that because Bill reports the actual news. I tie things together. I can tell you now, I can put a chalkboard together that will show you not collusion, but entrapment. A luring in of the Trump family, and they played into the hands, unbeknownst to them, of Russia, which is a very dangerous situation. I can show you that the Clintons knew what they were doing when they would go and they would sell access to foreign countries, just give it to us with the Clinton Foundation. We could show you that. It's not proof. Bill will report on the story. I will tell you what I think it means in coming, what really happened in my opinion. It's a difference between us. But let me change stories. You and I both know that this is out of control and nobody is listening. Let me play some audio for you from WMAL in Washington, D.C. This was on a talk show. This is the Trump many people who voted for Donald Trump. I want you to listen to the desperation in this man's voice, Bill.
Alan in Southern Maryland, you're on WMAL. Go, Alan.
I'm sick of the Donald Trump stuff, all the Trump stuff. I consider myself one of the forgotten men and women. I'm worried about job creation. I'm worried about tax cuts. I need more money. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. They just cut off my cable bill. I'm rubbing two nickels together. My girl can't find a job to help me. We're out here struggling. And these people don't get it. I mean, they really don't get it. I don't have money. I mean, I'm cutting back on my medicine, my groceries. She can't find a job.
Do you feel like the president, Alan, do you feel like the president is keeping his head down and doing what he promised to do to try to help you and other Americans like you? Do you think he's...
If they let him do it and give him a chance,
yeah.
They're fighting him every step of the way. We need help out here. We've been struggling for years under Obama, and he had the right message. That's, we murdered him in because of that. And we need tax cuts. I need a couple extra dollars in my paycheck every week. We need jobs.
Thanks, Alan.
We need Trump. And these liberal, the press and all this, they need to get off of that and think about us that's out here putting our boots on every day, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, going to work, and trying to provide for our families. And it's hard.
So last hour, I laid out my opinion on what this all means. And what this means is, I could lay out a plan for a look at what happened in Russia, and I could lay it out like I used to on Fox and make a very strong case, and I believe that case is accurate. But instead of doing that, why don't we listen to people like Alan, see their pain, figure out how to give them the things that they need, but more importantly, why aren't we pressuring Congress to pass a damn tax cut while the media is in a feeding frenzy? Misdirection or overwhelm the system is what they were doing to us for the last 8 years. We have that opportunity. Bill, why are we focusing as the media on the right? Why are we focusing on Russia? Did happen, didn't happen, doesn't matter. Yes, it does. When really, if we went to Congress, who are scared of their own shadow, and said, pass tax reform, pass the legislation of repealing Obamacare, pass these things and overwhelming the system, we know Donald Trump would sign them. Why don't we do that?
Well, you're saying, why don't we do it? Then you're calling for like demonstrations of people who would come out of their homes and have signs and stand in front of the Capitol. I think that would be an effective thing. But people are working so hard and, trying to raise families that they're not going to do it.
I just think calling Congress would help. I mean, they're afraid of the Trump voter.
Everybody should do that. But you basically have a system whereby the Democratic Party is trying to paralyze the federal government. Right, that's the most important thing. The Democratic Party is trying to paralyze the Trump administration. And so they get nothing done.
Okay, well, but they can't do that with the Republicans having both houses. They have the Senate and the House, so they can pass things.
They can in a certain way, because they are basically, for example, Kate's Law, slam dunk, right? Well, you need 60 votes in the Senate to get Kate's Law passed, and probably you're not going to get them because the Democratic Party has gone so radical left. And this is how frustrating it is. But on the two big issues of health care, which is hurting working Americans because of the high deductibles they have to pay and the premiums going up and the tax cuts on those two, you basically have a Republican Party that just can't get it together. You know, I was watching Rand Paul again today on television. He's not going to vote for the new health care bill, and he is not going to compromise. He's going to vote against it. And that means Obamacare may then survive, and that means the Republican Party will get hammered in the next election. But Rand Paul doesn't seem to care. All right? So you have, you know,
That's a little harsh.
That's a little harsh. He really does care.
He
doesn't
cares about
it.
A good bill, which this is not.
Yeah,
this
is better than it was. They did go for the cruise.
Marginally better.
Marginally. They went for the
marginally better.
No tax breaks now?
Take the policy out of it. Take the policy out of it. You can try very hard if you're Rand Paul to get what you want in the bill. But in the end, if it comes down to voting against it and having Obamacare then survive for another year, You vote for it.
It's mind-boggling to me, though, Bill, that that it's Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and the guys who are really trying to toe the line on conservatism, they're the ones who are getting the beating rather than the boneheads who think that Obamacare light is what the American people want. That's not what we want.
It's not what they want. It's not what the Trump voters want. They need relief. And these bills, Rand Paul will turn out to be right because this bill will make the average payment that has already gone up 140%. It will make the average person's health premium go up even further, faster.
Not if it includes Cruz's.
That is the hope, and that is why the one right, thing in there that I think is possible.
And it will. They'll put it in that all insurance companies can compete nationwide. If you have that, that will drive the premiums down. But I'll tell you what, even if that's in there, I don't think Rand Paul is going to vote for that bill. And I don't think Susan Collins will vote for it. And the guy in Nevada, he won't vote for it because they're voting their own self-interest. They're not voting for what's good for the country. You're never going to get, like Reagan said, you know, if you get 70% of what you want, you vote for it. All right. And then tweak it from within. But look, that's policy. I was really affected by hearing that guy in Maryland talking on WMAL. I mean, this guy, he needs help. And he doesn't want the corrupt media, and they couldn't care less about him. They think that he's an idiot. Okay, but the corrupt media is never going to stop trying to get Trump impeached. Never. And all Americans should know that. So, yes, the route that people listening to the Beck program today should take is call their senators and congresspeople and say, you've got to give us tax relief and you've got to give us health care relief.
Yeah, there is the amendment.
The mass movement has to happen.
The McConnell plan does include Ted Cruz and Mike Lee's backed
version.
Well, let's talk to Ted and Mike.
Mike is saying he's undecided on this bill, and they're saying
with his plan in it.
We will vote for it.
And they does seem like they will.
Three, it's okay. Collins, it's Collins, it's Paul, and the guy in Nevada.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.